Good morning. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, this is Darlene in California.
Hi, Darlene. How are you doing?
Good.
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 We're the only two people here. Oh, here we've got
Hello.
people popping on. Have you, you've been on here a while, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm one of Lynn Gilman's downline.
Okay, good. Are they out on the cruise too?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Think they're still in town.
Right. Well, I'm glad I stuck around and waited out the rain. It looks like we're going to have a gorgeous day and we've got beautiful weather headed. So maybe that means those people headed up to Alaska are going to have good weather as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it's been pretty dreary, but
Really, where are you at in Washington?
I'm in Washington, that's right.
Yeah. When I was a little girl, I used to stop and read in Kirkland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got the hot weather down here.
Yeah.
In the hundreds this week.
My goodness. Well, we had some in the 90s days now. What?
Yeah, it was already, I think, 77 this morning.
Huh? Great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if have anyone else here. Good morning. This is Mary Lou Reardon, and this Dance Lifestyle call. I'm not sure who called it today. Have a hostess or host? Okay, well then let's find out who's on here, and we'll all do this call together.
Good morning. This is Jan from California.
Hi, Jan. Good morning. And is anybody here giving any points? Want to give points as they're coming on also? Yeah, pretty quickly. It's Mary Lou, and I'll jump right on and say I got a 10 yesterday. I'm just so proud of myself.
Got a 9.
All right. Was that Jan?
That was Jan.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, I would say 9.
Monty's got a 9.
Monty got a 9. Darlene got a 9. Morning, Monty. Glad you're here.
I was here.
All right. Okay, well, I know we have a lot more people here, so.
Jeannie.
Jeannie?
Hi, Mary Lou.
Hi, Jeannie. I was just thinking about you this morning. I was kind of hoping you'd be on here and be asking a question, and I bet you can answer it.
Well, I hope so.
In fact, maybe several people on the call. I ran across an ingredient that I don't know what it is, and this thing sounded pretty good, but then again, I don't know. What is a plantain?
Oh, that looks like a banana, only
yeah?
it's bigger. And I believe it comes from down in South America. And
it looks like a banana.
Only it's bigger.
Really?
Has anybody ever seen a plantain? Anybody else?
Yeah, it's fruit. It's more in a special section of the finest.
That's a fruit. And it, at Cuban restaurants,
yeah,
I've had them there before. Can't remember. It's been a while since I've had one, but it looks like a banana.
What do they taste like?
If it's ripe, and when you steam it, it tastes very potato-y, very,
starchy?
Starchy.
Starchy, yeah. It doesn't taste like banana, but it's sweet and starchy when it's sweet and when you steam it. But I have used, we actually use some salad when it's raw as well. You slice it very thinly, and it's ta again.
Ah. Okay, so it's starchy and tastes kind of like a potato when it's cooked.
That's sweet when it's ripe. Steam it.
It's sweet when you steam it.
Yeah. It's kind of steep. It's sweet and starchy, potato-y, sweet potato taste type.
Oh, like a sweet potato, sort of.
Yeah, but it's not a sweet potato. It's actually a banana. It's not a banana, but it's a different taste again.
Okay, you guys. Well,
we'll have to all try it.
Very nice.
Where did you see it, Marilyn? Well, I get these recipes, and this one is called Mushroom Petacone Kida. And it is, I mean, it sounds wonderful, but I didn't know what on earth and I was reading reviews on it. So what they say to do is that you heat coconut oil in a skillet over medium heat and cook the plantain pieces just until tender but still firm.
Uh-huh.
They say to get a semi-ripe plantain and cut into 2-inch pieces. So then remove from the heat and drain on paper towels. Then it says stand the plantain pieces on end and with a small dish or bottom of a cup gently flatten them. I don't know why you would do that. That's why I was curious. But
yeah,
I will just...
potato taste, so...
Okay, so what it's what they end up doing, then it says to return them to the oil, continue cooking until golden brown, and then remove from the heat and drain. I don't know why you would...
I'd be making them into a patty of some type.
Yeah, it sounds to me like a patty.
Sure.
Okay, then, listen, you girls that like this, I think you're going to like this, place the mushrooms in the skillet with the remaining coconut oil, which is... 3 portobello mushroom caps cut into strips.
Oh.
And then coconut oil of medium heat and cook until tender. Stuff the pita bread halves with equal amounts of plantain, mushrooms, avocado, and arugula. That was 4 cups of coarsely chopped arugula.
Arugula. What is
that, like a green?
Arugula.
Oh, arugula. Arugula. Okay.
Yeah.
So what? Now tell me what that is.
It's a green.
It's a green. It looks like a weed. It's really good.
Is it?
It's not peppery.
The one that tastes like... It's what?
It's kind of peppery tasting.
Okay. So does this sound like a good recipe?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like I'm going to eat. Thank you anyway.
It's not very tasty.
I'd like a copy.
It sounds
so good.
Tasty, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you buy plantain? I don't think I've ever seen them at the stores.
Oh, they're everywhere. You can find them in Safeway, any store, and it doesn't put it along with the food. It's more towards of where you find vegetables. And they buy them individually. They sell them individually. They don't put it together like a banana do, but they... break them out there so they have an individual, yeah.
What color are they?
They can be green or yellow. The firmer they are, it's raw. So when you touch it a little softer, it's more riper. So the raw has different purposes, and the one that's more ripe has different purposes. And when it's raw, the steam is very starchy. It doesn't taste sweet, but then when it's a little bit riper, when you steam it, it tastes starchy and sweet. So the raw one, you can actually slice it thinly and have it salad. It kind of like tastes tar. It's kind of tar tasting.
Artsy?
Yeah, very unique banana type. It's very long. It's a little bit longer than, actually, you know, some of the banana nowadays is as big as that, too. It's about a size banana, really big banana. So, yeah, everyone knows it. It's everywhere. In every store, you can find it. It's just out there, so, yeah.
I saw them recently by the mangoes and the little tiny bananas, those little tiny little ones, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have those around. I saw them there. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and I saw them in that section. But then at my other store, I go to Sprouts and that kind of thing. They're like Wei said, they're around your vegetables and fruits.
Okay. And then there's arugula.
Arugula.
You guys can tell I have not ventured out very much. We find what we like and we stick to it.
I can't eat people cooking that much. I guess the Westerners don't tend to use them much in their cooking. And eating,
right.
So it's not part of it. That's why you don't see it. So.
Okay, so this arugula, am I going to find that by the parsley and cilantro and stuff?
We have it bagged in our grocery store here in Phoenix. We have it bagged in with the bagged lettuces.
Isn't that kind of a purple, kind of like cabbage type thing? Is that?
No, it's a leaf. It's green. It's kind of a smaller leaf, not teeny leaf, but it's a little smaller leaf on a long little tiny stem.
Mary, well, for sure, if you've had at a restaurant, if you've ordered a mixed green salad, I'm sure you've had some.
Yeah, you can actually. By some of it, you can substitute. They have so many of these young soybeans that just sprouted, but it's not long enough. And you can probably use that substitute to come find it. It sounds like similar to the thing. Yeah, it'll taste the same.
Okay.
What
I will do is I will send this recipe off. Guys, I'll copy it, and then maybe somebody will give it a try.
Okay. I'll send it down. If you have everyone to email.
Pardon me?
I said it's a Char, she'll dilute it down.
Yes, Char is on my group list as well. So you guys, you might get it twice, but the ones that are already on my list, it'll go out today. The other thing is I was reading some, I don't want to stay on this a long time because we've had a lot of people pop on, but I was reading some of the reviews, and some of the people, instead of putting it in the pita pocket, which I just thought that the pita pocket sounded wonderful because... I don't know, some people like to have like a sandwich or something, for lunchtime. I don't know, they just feel like they got more substance. But other people said that it was absolutely delicious, the combination of the foods, and also that some people didn't put it in the pita pocket but put it on top of their salad, and they said it was delicious. So I suppose, like I've made fajitas and put them on my salad. I just wanted to make sure that this arugula, whatever it's called,
it's not very easy, the combination of the vegetable you mentioned together, because the portobello mushroom is very sweet in nature, and it's juicy too when it's steamed up, and it's very, very tasty. So,
right. I use a lot of portobello mushrooms, but there is something in the spring mix, or in one of those mixtures, there is a type of lettuce that I do not like that tastes like skunk smells to me. I don't know what that is, and I wanted to make sure.
It's dark or green, and I'm growing it right now, actually. It's very dark, just green color, and it's kind of like thin, and then it's almost like the flag, the national trees of the Canada leaf that's long. I think that's what it is. The smell is like that.
That's what? That's the arugula?
No, that's
the one that I don't like?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out what the one is that I don't like, because I don't want to accidentally get that.
You might ask the produce manager, because they're pretty knowledgeable about those kind of things.
Alrighty. Okay, well, I didn't want to get carried off here on this recipe, but when I heard Jeannie, I knew she'd know, and I didn't know Wei was here yet, but I knew those two would be able to tell me what that plantain was. Pardon me?
Who's collecting points today? Anyone's recording?
I am. Everybody so far, Wei has given them. What you want to do?
Wei, 10.
Okay, good. Good job. Does anyone else have points?
Jeannie has an 8.
Okay, Jeannie. All righty.
And Margaret has an 8.
Okay, Margaret, thank you. Okay. Anybody else want to give their points? I added a little more exercise yesterday, and that will be ongoing, so decided that I wanted to speed up the weight loss, so instead of one walk a day, I decided to do two, and I added a little bit, I added upper body weight workouts. So that is what I'm going to do. But I do have some good news. Many of you know that I got on the program. I want this to be all about me, but I did get on the program. I've struggled with cholesterol forever and didn't want to be put on meds. And I did go in 2 months' time and have my cholesterol redone. In about the last 2 years, my cholesterol's dropped, I said about 3 points, but I went back and looked, and that was true. It had actually dropped 6 years. So I guess it was 3 a year. But I checked, I got my results, and my cholesterol in 2 months dropped 23 points.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So I'm very, very, very excited about that, and I think that was pretty close to what Monty said also. Isn't that right, Ron? Monty, your cholesterol had dropped about the same amount?
Almost the exact figure.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, all blood to circulate and get rid of all the old blood, so you got another. It's like, that's what they said, like, you know, for your old blood to circulate when you do all this cleansing. Really, what we do is we're cleaning our body up, and 120 days it takes to get rid of all the old blood.
Yep. Oh, I'm so glad that you said that, because, you know, what it did was it also gave me a chance to know where I wanted to tweak it and what I wanted to do to make a few changes. That's why I wanted to have it done in the 60 days. I had committed to this study pilot group and had gotten the blood work done, you know, right at the very beginning. So that, I think, was good news. My A1C, which my mother, you know, you've heard me say my mother's a diabetic, my brother's a diabetic, my grandfather was a diabetic. They told me, my doctor said I had a 95% chance of being a diabetic, so I've always worried about my blood sugars and or watched them. And my A1C, which Monty told me about, for a 90-day, previously 90 days was 5.8 on the old lifestyle, which is good, that's a non-diabetic number, and now it's 5.4 in 2 months, so going the right way. Very exciting news, and I knew you guys all want to know that.
Yeah, I checked out. My blood cholesterol, I believe, and that was 200 and something, and that was beyond my thought of what I would have been before. So, well, when I had the blood test, I have to be done yet. I'll do it in 60 days, well, 240 days now, I think.
Okay, you kind of broke up there, Maway, but I think I heard you say that you had yours done about 40 days ago, and it was over 200, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And mine is as well. That's why I've been concerned. So,
Go ahead.
Yeah, who was that?
I run high cholesterol, too. I've always run it and doctors always after me to get on Lipitor and, you know, prescribing it, and I'm taking it a little bit and fighting it and been fighting with it. So I'm really excited. I've got an appointment next month with the doctor again with the blood work, and I will give the report to you when I get it.
Okay, now.
But I'm sure it's going to be much improved.
Okay. And you know what? Don't you love it when they give you my mother-in-law, they want to put her on medication, and then they have to do every single month liver blood test, you know, to check if your liver is still okay. I mean, okay, let's damage your liver, but meanwhile, let's lower your cholesterol. I thought that was a classic case.
the other thing, Mary Jane, do not, you know, when you go in there, if you're not, you know, if your doctor isn't completely happy with all of the numbers, but you can get on McDougal's site and find out what to do about the other ones. And remember what Way said yesterday. It's 120 days before that, before we've really gone through that complete blood cleansing thing. So
I think it's going to be long enough, because I've been doing this. I've been following the program almost since the time that I got the China study book. So I don't know how. I'm not sure just exactly when we get started with that, but I've been eating plant-based food since then.
Okay.
So
But the other thing is, I do know that you were having a challenge there, and so what I'm trying to say is that if you're exercise energy, if you've not been able to exercise, some of the numbers may not be as happy for you as, or for the doctor, but just pop it out and discuss it and get your questions answered.
Okay. Because of the lack of exercise. Thank you for that information.
Don't get panicky. I think your overall number will go down. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it won't affect.
Well, this will be a good way of finding out, because I won't be doing too much exercise before my appointment. In fact, I'm going to be able to start exercising now in a week.
Okay.
So I'll have about a month of exercise before I have my test. So that might be enough. Anyway, but I will keep that in mind.
Okay. Now, is there anybody else here that's got any questions? Because we're kind of got carried away with recipes and so forth. But I do know that we've got a lot of people on the call that haven't spoken up yet, and we are here for you. If you've got any people out here who have questions, please speak up. If you're new to the advanced lifestyle, or if you're doing body balance and you need some help, speak up so that we can help you.
Hello, this is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
I got the McDougall tapes yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I have not been a recipe person, but on his 14 steps and recipes, what came strong to me is don't be afraid of grains. And I think I've been a little hesitant to use the grains, because he talked about, you know, with men, he can tell them to have 12 pieces of toast, bread a day, good whole grain bread, and they'll still lose weight.
How many pieces?
12.
Wow.
We're not to limit our grains.
I think he's talking about whole grain, not refined.
Right, that's what I said.
Because the monk that I listened for 10 hours, they talk about how, actually it's interesting how many amount of teeth that we have for certain things. 80% grain and the other 20% on greens and stuff. So our teeth are designed for grains, but then I think, you know, you have to chew it really well. You don't need to hold 12 pieces, but it's like really chewing until you taste the sweetness from that to give you the highest value. When you deal with whole grains, and a lot of American is doing white bread and refined.
She did say, though,
whole grain bread.
I think the American way got in trouble because of the refined stuff that they did, and that's how they got so much in trouble with weight that kind of stuff, because of the refined material. But yeah, whole grain. Everything is whole grain, so even sprouts is grain too, so.
Kathleen, I'm sorry, did you have something else you
wanted to ask? Well, yeah, the point was, my daughter's been doing whole foods, but she's had really too many fruits and vegetables and not enough grains. And I was, it's wonderful to listen to Dr. McDougall to talk about, it is starch, which has gotten a bad rap in our country. It is starch that feeds the world. And it just dawned on me yesterday why they whitened our flour and all that is because there is so much oil in it, and that's why we don't need to be adding oil to our food once we're on whole grains. They took it out of the food because it didn't have the long shelf life. And so, because it would go rancid if it was whole grain on the shelf. And they wanted long life, and so they removed the life from the plant so that they could make their money. The other thing that I had the opportunity to do is make soy milk for the first time, and I did it I don't have a fancy machine. I just do the soaking and the blending, and I'm just amazed at how wonderful it is. Yeah, and how simple.
How you soak your soybeans. Somebody is breaking up quite a bit of static. Like a bad connection on the phone there somewhere. Okay. Tell us what you did. You soaked your soybeans, Kathleen?
Right. And the minimum to soak them is 10 hours and up to 24 hours. And then you drain them and then cover them with water again and blend them. And break them up, and then you put them on the stove and heat to boil. I mean, it starts to boil, and the foam, it starts to foam, and then that's the cooking process. And however long it takes to get up to there.
So just until you get them to the boil, then you can
I'm trying to remember. You keep stirring. I'll have to look. But the point was, where I was amazed is how little it took to make so much. And I remembered what Char had said, that Wade had mentioned on processing the soy milk before, that you run the pulp through again. Correct, Wade?
Yes. And then you just strain all out. And then, you know, normally when by the time you strain all out, all the goodness is in the oil, soy milk. That's the milk. And you can add a little bit of vanilla just for flavoring, but that's about it. And that's just one milk done. So pretty much when you boil it, all of the bits will float up. So it's that's when it's ready. But when you find it's still sinking down there, that means it's not cooked. Just gives you an indication that it's cooked when all the bits just float up from the milk.
Okay. Anyway, what I was amazed is how little makes so much. And it's wonderful.
So we're talking like how little makes so much. What are you saying? A cup of soybeans?
Well, I had 2 cups of soybeans for a gallon.
2 cups?
2 cups of dry made a gallon. I mean, it's not creating the milk. You're adding the liquid. But even at that strength, and I mean, it's delicious and... I know it hasn't been overprocessed.
Right.
Yeah. Try and put more soy into it. What happened is when you've got too much soy milk in the water, and it would go off much quicker. Sometimes I try to see if I can add more soy.
Wait, you're breaking up very badly.
You're not using raw soybeans, right? You're using the dried ones?
The dried ones.
Could somebody send this recipe to Mary Lou so she can send it down?
Go online. That's how I found out how to do it. I'm making soy milk.
Where do we go?
Just type in making soy milk.
Type in making soy milk?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Anyway, and I need to jump up and down because Mary Lou, you know where I've been. I mean, I'm down 18 pounds. Now, I know this is not all about losing weight, but that is really exciting. This is over a five week. Is that how long since we were at your house? Five? It may be almost 6 weeks. Anyway, and that's really exciting because let me tell you, nobody is starving at our house. And that's what I love about this. You don't portion. When you eat when you're hungry, you eat good things, and it happens.
Very good. Good job. I wish I could report that, but I haven't. So now I'm going to read my next part.
Well,
I'm down 8.5 pounds, but I have been a very, very, very slow loser. So today in the Rave book, I looked on page 55 here, and it says accelerating weight loss. If you want to accelerate your weight loss, follow these rules. So, number one, eat only low-fat plant foods that come in their natural packages. Been talking about that a lot. Two, never skip meals, especially breakfast. We already know that. Three, drink at least a full glass of water half an hour before you eat. Curb your appetite. I'm drinking water all day, so I've never really paid too much attention, but I'm going to really make sure that I do that. Four, eliminate bread, alcohol, and salt, I have. 5, go light on all grain products and high fat fruits and vegetables. And I appreciate what Kathleen said today, but again, we need to be in tune to our own body. I just did a good 60 days of increasing grains, and I feel that's why I have not gotten as good of results. So for me, I'm going to go light on all grain products. And then 6, go very light on nuts and nut products, which I've already done. 7, make low-fat vegetables the center of your diet, which I will do. I am doing now. 8, snack on fruits because they contain water and fiber and are filling. I know for myself, I can only have 2 fruit servings. This is for me. I can only have 2 fruit servings a day. I've been testing this a long time, so I need to cut back on my fruit. I can divide that into 4 half servings a day, but I do best if I limit it to eat more veggies. And eat most of my veggies raw, not cooked, because even in our cookware, even though, you know, they still feel crunchy and stuff, when we're putting the heat to the veggies, a certain part of those do turn sugar. So try to eat at least 1 full meal salad a day. I do. I like to brag about how many ingredients I get in them, although I'm got to get back to the store today. We've been traveling a week, so I have to go up the ante again, get a lot more variety in here. And make sure the dressing does not contain oil. In fact, a salad a day will not only keep the doctor away, but those pounds as well. Exercise before meals, that I have never... Well, I haven't done in a very long time, so that may make a big difference. And then follow the no exceptions rule to the letter. So that's what I'm going to do from this point forward. And I want you, I'm announcing it because I want you guys to hold my feet to the fire. Okay? So, boy, what a lot of great information here today. I'm anxious to go make my own soy milk. I'm anxious to go find out about this plantain. And this sounds like something pretty easy to make. And does anybody else have any questions they have or anything else they want to add?
I have a question. This is Mary Dean.
Hey, Mary.
And which call has the points on it? Or is it in the packet from Blue Ribbon Video?
Our points are, you're asking about our 10 points a day?
Yeah. I'm programmed to the old 10 points a day.
Okay, well, the first 5 are the very same. Good question, Mary. And I know there's people on here that are wondering the same thing, but we do have a few listeners in here. So you get a point for your sleep, your 6 to 8 hour sleep on your sleep system. You get a point for your amount of water, still drinking the same amount of water. You get a point for your exercise. You get a point for your nutrition. You get a point, and I think it should be a huge point for journaling. In fact, I have gone to journaling on the computer on a Word document. I just go in there every night and recap the day because there's so many different changes that are going to go in your life. So just getting on the anybody that's just getting on the program, or if you're journal, at least for this first 90 to 120 days. And then the other 5 points, Mary, from the food, just come from eating sensible and, you know, not having any of the dairy and not having any of the animal-based products, but eating sensibly. So all of us have gone to more plant-based. Somebody want to give Mary an idea of what you're eating and how often? And the problem is we don't get hungry eating this way.
I just finished day 3, and I cannot believe how much energy I had by the end of the day. And I feel fabulous, and other than journaling, which is cool, I have a mind block on writing, but maybe I'll try online, I had an absolutely perfect 9. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just can't believe how good I feel.
Okay, but you do need to journal. And I do know, too, why don't you share your day 3? You did tell me that you woke up with some kind of
Day 2 was, I felt terrible. And I've been on lifestyles now since the beginning. haven't been perfect, but I was still programmed to the zone. And this is, you know, one of my boys called me the protein Nazi because I was like, to get my kids to eat protein took an act of God. Now I'm like, but they loved it because we had potatoes last night. James goes, you bought what? So even my kids did pretty well. And my husband kind of halfway, but we're moving in that direction. But I woke up Sunday morning. I had a headache like I cannot remember having a headache. And I hurt all over. And I didn't feel so hot yesterday morning, but by about 10 o'clock, all of a sudden I was like, whew, I feel really good. At the end of the day, I felt fabulous, and I had a conference call last night, and sometimes I'm just, by the time that's over with, I just want to flake. I'm exhausted because I start my day early, and I just was wide awake at 11 o'clock last night. I was just not wide awake, but then I was able to get into a deep sleep, and I was up before the alarm this morning, and because I had another call this morning at 6:30, and I feel so wonderful.
I have a question.
Yes.
Did you you called me about this little issue and asked me how I felt, and I confessed and told you I felt crummy for a while. Did you up that Jade Greenzyme?
I only did 2 doses, but yes, I did up it. So
how big of a dose at a time?
A tablespoon twice yesterday.
Okay. That was a hint, you guys, so if you know anybody that starts to go through it, I think that's why you went through it so fast, Mary, was
yeah.
Because she, I heard somebody told me that if you start to get that achy, get the headache, you feel like you're detoxing, cleansing, up your, take a Jade Greenzyme, about a tablespoon at a time, up to, I think she said she took them up to 3-4 times a day. You just got to listen to your body. So you took 2 times yesterday, you took a tablespoon, and by 10 o'clock in the morning, you were feeling awesome, right?
No, actually, it must have been 11 because I had an appointment yesterday morning. So it was after the appointment. All of a sudden, I went, I feel pretty good. And I did eat when I felt like eating, but come dinner time, I really wasn't all that hungry, but I ate a lot of broth, like you suggested, Mary Lou, and a couple carrots and a couple cherries for a snack last night, and with that programming of eating a bedtime snack, I really didn't even feel hungry for it, but I thought it's probably a good idea because I didn't know what your point system was, so I did it anyway. And I made some butter yesterday. I made it with flax seed rather than flax oil. So
you got nutty butter.
You know what? Everybody loved it. It was so good. I made it with coconut oil. I got the really expensive kind, and so I just used a teaspoon of that on my half of my baked potato last night, and it was nutty and wonderful, and I added some more flaxseed to it, and it just gave it this, it just was delicious. And James, my cousin called me the protein Nazi, had it too, and he goes, you mean I don't have to have any meat anymore if I don't want to, Mom? Yes, James, he goes, I'm so glad you're getting smart.
That is wonderful. So you'll be getting lots of protein, Mary, when you get your Chinese study book. Page 230 shows you how much protein you're actually going to be getting in your plant-based diet, and so much healthier. A wonderful chart in there, and my favorite page of the book, 230, tells, I think it was 230, is that right, Marty? It's got a little chart. Right, a little chart in there, and it says, per 500 calories of energy, your nutrient composition of plant versus animal-based food, per 500 calories of energy, if you have equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes, that's your plant-based, and equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk is your animal-based. You look down here, and when it comes to protein, plant-based you have 33, your animal-based you have 34. The other neat thing is your calcium, plant-based, is 545, and your animal-based, 250. So this is much, much, much healthier. And thank goodness your kids are going to be, James especially, is going to be just absolutely so happy, and he's going to love these.
And he likes lima beans. I hope I don't have to eat too many of those, but he loves them, so...
Yeah. Anyway, I'm on board.
Okay, so there is Mary now with 9 points on her first day, and she and you did your snacks absolutely right. I mean, we just don't have to balance. I don't know if I told you guys, but, you know, I was having so much heartburn, and I really thought I had something terribly, terribly wrong. I know some of you heard me say this, but I couldn't put my finger on it. I didn't know if it was sugar. I didn't know if it was grain. I didn't know, you know, I did not know what it was. Matter. I said a little prayer. Please, you know, whatever it is that's making me feel so sick every time I eat, would you just make it taste terrible to me? And I don't know if it was that day or the next day when I sat down to have my snack and grabbed my string cheese and pulled a strand of that off, put it in my mouth, I choked. And my husband, it tasted just as bad for him. So the good Lord will answer your prayers pretty quickly. I just wasn't listening real fast. So anyway, I do know. And now if I eat out and I've known somebody has snuck some dairy, you know, in a restaurant, there's been some dairy, like there have been a couple of places I've had the Mexican, even though I ask for no cheese, if some dairy is in there somewhere, I will know it before I ever get in my car and come home. So that's only happened to me a couple of times. Boy, it's fun listening to your body and knowing that we have 100% control. So, wow, we try to keep this call to 30 minutes. It's now gone 41 minutes. So if anybody's got any last-minute questions, otherwise I think we're going to sign off. Did everybody leave?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I have to make one quick, this is Jeannie, one quick comment. I tried Monty's millet loaf yesterday, last night, and it was really good, Monty. So the first bite kind of did taste like a meatloaf.
All night I've been worried about that. I'm going to think, now who's going to be the first person to try it? And goes, oh, no, Monty's crazy.
My husband loves meatloaf, and he really liked it. So.
Well, thank you.
I'm
anxious. It's certainly not meatloaf, but it.
Would you send that to me?
I'll send it out.
Did you get it, Mary Lou?
I absolutely did.
Great, thank you.
Yes, and I will send it out, Mary. I'll add you now to my advanced lifestyle list, and I'm anxious to try it. I didn't get to the store to get the millet, so that'll probably be what we will have tonight. Mondays are usually a pretty busy day around here, so today we're going shopping to restock the shelves. So millet, I suppose I won't have any trouble finding that, huh, right?
No.
Okay, any store, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I found it in the bulk section, so I had already had it at home and hadn't used it yet, so that's why I tried it right away.
Okay, wheat berries wouldn't work the same, huh?
You could try it.
I'll go get the millet today, so, because Larry always loved meatloaf. So. And a lot of times, you guys, when it comes to these things where we want, and I heard Nancy say it yesterday, my favorite thing for adding a meaty flavor or something or a texture to the food is to chop up the mushrooms, and I just chop them up really, really, really small and toss them in. And, you know, you leave them in there a while, they'll take on a kind of a meaty texture because they'll be more chewy, and they'll take up the flavoring. So I, that with our soup and our spaghetti sauce, and not afraid to add those. I've gotten to really love mushrooms.
I leave them big.
Pardon?
I leave them big. The mushrooms, unless they're really big, I don't even cut them in half. By the way, this new McDougal cookbook is from 1993, and I found it, for those of you who may not have heard yesterday, I found it at a secondhand bookstore. So you might want to check buy it.
Yeah, I looked at Char's older book that she had over here at the Diamond Summit, McDougal's older book, and and then I looked at his new one, and they haven't even changed the cover, the one I saw online.
So there's a more recent one than 93?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Maybe.
I don't know. It says it new McDougal cookbook, and I said they look awfully young on the cover, but then I looked and saw that it's from 93, so no wonder.
Okay.
All right, you guys, I will blast off this recipe, and I'll also blast off Monty's meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Somebody is trying to call me. This is, they
Thank
must
you.
Be desperate. It's the third time in one
All
minute.
Right.
So have a great day, and I'll talk
have
to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Bye.